Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Caroline Leavitt talks about the latest from the Trump campaign. We talk about our new Turning Point Action ballot chasing effort. And then Terry Schilling joins the program to talk about how do we win suburban women? And finally, how are we going to be able to get involved and engaged with the immigration issue? Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get engaged and get involved today with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. And please get engaged and get involved. Become a member at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Joining us now is Caroline Leavitt from the Trump campaign. There is some very promising polling coming up, but also some big gains that need to be made. Caroline, welcome to the program. Talk about how young voters and the changing polling landscape with minorities, and how is the president doing?
Hey, great to see you, Charlie. The president is doing great. Morale at Team Trump is very high, in large part because of what you just mentioned. We are seeing a colossal shift in the polling. We've been seeing it for months now, and President Trump has never been in a stronger position to win. Not only does he remain dominant, but he's actually growing his support among key constituencies that Joe Biden and the Democrat Party have long relied on. First, as you mentioned, is young voters. We are seeing President Trump actually leading in many polls with young voters. Our internal data inflects the same. And this is a demographic we will not be taking for granted. Young people are growing increasingly dissatisfied with Joe Biden's handling of the economy. And Biden's really stuck in between a rock and a hard place with this group of voters, because you got the far left who don't think he's been left enough. They want more student loan forgiveness. They don't like his handling of the war in Israel and Gaza. But then you have a large chunk of young voters, latter half of Gen Z, early millennials who are just starting out their life and realizing that Bidenomics has made the American dream completely unattainable. So our message to those voters is, if you want to restore the American dream, if you want to return mortgage rates to a record low of 2.65% as they were under President Trump's leadership, then you got to vote for him. Joe Biden isn't the answer. He's going to continue with his tax and spend policies that are making life more difficult.
I want to get to a piece of tape here. And the question in front of us is going to be, can we build broader coalitions, especially with third party elements involved? Let's play cut 15, please.
Yeah, I mean, the racial dynamics in this race could be unprecedented, and they are certainly fascinating. Donald Trump at this point is polling not only better than he did in 2020 among both Black and Hispanic voters, he's polling better, Casey, than any Republican presidential nominee since the civil rights era. Routinely getting in the 20s now in polls, both nationally and in the key states among Black voters, and around 45 among Hispanic voters. And all of that has understandably received a lot of attention.
Why do you think that is, Caroline?
Well, for African-American voters, we are seeing President Trump win a historic margin. If these numbers hold, they're earth-shattering for the Democrat Party, not just in 2024, but in future election cycles. President Trump has helped transform the GOP into the party of the working man and the working woman, while the Democrat Party has become the party of the limousine liberal, the elitist, the out-of-touch celebrity who wants to have rules for themselves that don't apply to the rest of us, especially minority Americans who are suffering occurring in inner cities that have become sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants. We've seen a lot of anecdotal evidence on the ground in battleground states, particularly across the country, where Black voters who have been impoverished because of Democrat policies, who never wanted to defund their police, but the Democrats didn't listen to them, are now grappling with increased crime. And not only that, but they're being put last. They are watching their recreational centers, their gyms, their public schools being shut down to make room for illegal migrants. And that's infuriating to this community, as it should be. President Trump offers a message of success, of prosperity, of safety, of security. And that's why you see African Americans by a historic margin, particularly Black men, voting for President Trump. We're going to continue to push this message of safety, security, and prosperity to these voters. We're very excited about our new team at the RNC, the new leadership. We are actively working to build out coalitions and also partner with third-party groups on the ground in battleground states. The president will be traveling to Michigan and Wisconsin tomorrow, and you'll hear him talk about the fact that Americans in these inner cities, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in Detroit, Michigan, are being put last by Joe Biden. Joe Biden does not care about them. President Trump does. And that's why he's running, to make this country great again for all Americans.
You know, I think that's really important. And, you know, the president is going to really be going after that blue wall. The president has to win one out of three of the blue wall states. And we believe, in addition to Arizona and Georgia. I want to continue. I'm going to subject you to listen to more of CNN here. Let's play cut 16.
Joe Biden, at this point, is matching or even slightly exceeding his 2020 number among white voters in virtually all national and swing state polls. And if Biden can, in fact, maintain that support, it kind of flips the central issue in this campaign. I think it really becomes whether Donald Trump, all the way through November, can defend these beachheads in Black and Hispanic communities while running on such a racially polarizing agenda with ideas like mass deportation, internment camps, unilateral military action against Mexico, ending diversity and inclusion efforts, and pardoning the white supremacists who attack the Capitol.
So I don't need you to respond to all of that. But the point that he's making, though, is that certain white voters, specifically suburban white women, we have to do some work there. What is the plan? What is the message to them, Carolyn?
Yeah, well, first of all, half of what he said about President Trump's agenda is false. I know you know that, Charlie, so
yes.
I won't even get
don't, into don't even it. Spend time on that. Yeah.
It's not even worth it. No, but on the Hispanic American point, I do want to say that President Trump is running away with this demographic, and it's because they actually like his agenda on immigration. They actually like the fact that because they themselves came here legally the right way, paid their dues, waited their turn, they don't want to see a massive invasion of millions of people in their communities, especially in border states. You look at Texas, Arizona, there's Hispanic American business owners and ranchers and farmers whose communities are being decimated by this illegal invasion. And they like President Trump's message of strength and of securing our southern border. That's not offensive to them. The liberal media is so wrong to say that. As for women, we know that the two issues at top of mind for women in this country right now are immigration and crime. And you look at the case of Laken Riley in Georgia. As a young woman, I can say it myself, that is every woman's worst nightmare, to go out for your morning jog and to lose your life brutally at the hands of an illegal person who should have never been here in the first place. And the fact that that illegal criminal was arrested 5 months prior and then released back onto the streets is all the more scary. And we see this in case after case. Ruby Garcia, a beautiful woman in her 20s, was also just killed at the hands of an illegal migrant in the state of Michigan. President Trump will also be calling attention to that tomorrow, because these are horrible, horrific tragedies that are entirely preventable. If Joe Biden and the Democrats actually enforced our nation's laws, actually secured the southern border, then women would be protected and safe in this country, as they were a few years ago under President Trump. And so at the end of the day, when women are faced with a binary choice on November the 5th between a president who allows illegal criminals back into their communities after committing heinous crimes like rape and sexual assault and murder, versus President Trump, who will deport illegal criminals, who will arrest bad people in our neighborhoods, and who will support our local law enforcement that make communities safer for women and their children. That's a choice that mothers, especially in suburban communities, will make, and they will vote on the side of safety for their families.
Final thought here, Caroline, how can people follow you on social media, and what else can we expect? The campaign's really heating up. Tell us more.
It sure is. The president will be traveling to all of the battleground states. Like I said, Michigan and Wisconsin tomorrow. We're very excited to return to the Rust Belt. Unfortunately, he'll be having to deal with the legal witch hunts in a couple of weeks, but the Democrats have picked the wrong guy to mess with. He will still be flying all around the country, engaging in in-person and virtual events, using the power of social media to get his message out there. Of course, everyone follows him on Truth Social. You can also follow me at K Levitt NH and follow our team too, Trump War Room. Our guys are always pushing out great content, and we appreciate you, Charlie. Thanks for what you do.
The game is really heating up right now, and we're all in. So excited for that, Caroline. And understand the whole Alvin Bragg thing. They want to try to lock him down with the whole Moscow show trial. So, Caroline, keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you ready to lose weight but not sure where to start? I understand. I was right where you are 2 years ago. Let me tell you why I chose the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. First, Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition. There is so much more. They know that 90% of permanent change comes from the mind, and they work on eliminating the reason you gain this weight in the first place. There's no shortcuts, pills, or injections, just solid, science-based nutrition and behavior change. And finally, most importantly, I lost 30 pounds. Look, they're amazing. If you want to lose weight, you got to go to myphdweightloss.com. I was just texting with Dr. Ashley Lucas today. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-644-1900. Go online at myphdweightloss.com. Do what I did and what hundreds of my listeners have done and call today, 864-644-1900. I recommend their program. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition, but it's so much more. Go to myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Call 864-644-1900. I lost over 30 pounds. Dr. Ashley Lucas, great American. Check it out, myphdweightloss.com. I'm actually somewhat thankful that the polls are tightening. I know that might sound like an unusual take, but this idea that Donald Trump was up 5, 6, 7 points and that was going to materialize into the final vote count, it's never been rooted in reality. Now, should Donald Trump win by 10 points? Yes, he should. If our elections were secure and we did elections the way that they occurred a decade ago, and the American people were given a fair and honest hearing of how things are going in the country, Donald Trump should win by 10 to 15 points. However, that is not the situation that we are in. We are in a new game, a brave new world of who can chase the most piece of paper in a short period of time. This whole idea that Trump is going to win by 10 or 15 points in the battleground states, we have to dismiss that completely. In fact, I received several emails last night, one in particular, said, Charlie, my goodness, I'm looking at Real Clear Politics. Is it true that Donald Trump and Joe Biden are close? I thought this was going to be a landslide. I say, whoa, you thought it was going to be a landslide? You got to listen to this program. Get this whole red wave, landslide, 100 seats for 100 years. Get all of that out of your head. We're going to go to work. This is going to come down to a couple hundred votes in a couple counties across the country. As we have been bragging on this program, we have seen this ahead. And again, we're not trying to say this pridefully, but we are. I'm rather thankful and rather pleased with what the team has done. Because in addition to everything we have done with our Turning Point USA High School program, Turning Point College program, Blexit, Turning Point Academy, Teep USA Media, our Campus Stops, Teep USA Faith, our Pastors Training, America Fest, Young Women's Leadership Summit, our Believers Summit, our podcast, our interviews, traveling the country, having to raise all the capital to do all those different things, having the largest grassroots organization in the country, not even close. No organization comes even close. We said we also need to try to build up and stand up a political operation to chase low propensity ballots in the states that matter. While everyone was worried and distracted about the primary, for those that listen to this program closely know that we have been on this repeatedly, almost to an extent where you could finish my sentences, where I said, we are going to hire a bunch of low propensity, full-time people to chase low propensity ballots. Remember, we said this is why we are critical of Ron DeSantis running $130 million. We were critical of this long primary, Nikki Haley. That money should have been spent on the plumbing, the grassroots, the machinery of the elections. We're doing our best. Federalist.com, great article here. Can this Chase the Vote initiative beat Democrats election machine. Turning Point Action held its first series of trainings for hired activists to chase Republican favorable ballots in the lead up to the 2024 election. Quote, it's not lost on conservatives that Democrats have mastered the art of modern day electioneering through the use of left-wing voter registration groups, bankrolled by wealthy Democrat donors, and highly sophisticated ballot chasing operations. Democrats have crafted a state-of-the-art machine designed to accrue their candidates an advantage over Republicans on election day. Now, currently, we are trending to get this to be a $25 or $30 million project. It should be a $100 million project. The Democrats are going to spend $300 to $400 million on this project. And I'm working my tail off in addition to hosting this program and managing all the other programming they have at Turning Point to try to hire up, scale up. We need to try and hire at least another 750 to 1,000 people. Now, that's probably not going to happen. So we're going to try our best to get it close and try to win. Forming relationships with voters is a big facet of Turning Point Action's ballot chasing strategy. Turning Point Action have identified 286,000 low propensity Republican voters in Arizona, 542,000 in Wisconsin. Turning Point Action's goal is to have at least 600 ballot chasers, hundreds between these two states, trained and deployed prior to the 2024 election. Talks about how we have streamlined a mobile application so chasers can download on their phones to allow them to access the comprehensive data analyzed and produced by Turning Point Action and our team. Chasers are expected to file weekly reports, which includes connecting to the software to track their status of low propensity Republicans in their wards and precincts as they engage with them. The status of these voters are characterized as uncontacted all the way to cast ballot in general election. This is a sophisticated early ballot chasing operation that nobody has ever done before. Again, it should be about five or six times bigger. And it is scaling and hopefully scaling and scaling. We're going to be outspent 10 to 1, but I'm very thankful and I'm pleased with the progress that Turning Point Action and our grassroots gritty team have put together to try and bring us to victory in 2024. It very well could be part of what decides the entire election. No guarantees. We're up against a lot, but we're doing our part. I wish other groups would do the same. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229, or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the preborn banner. Also, save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner. Joining us now is Terry Schilling. Terry does an amazing job. Terry, welcome to the program, and I want to make sure our organization is everyone's familiar with the organization. What's the website again, Americans Principle Project?
Yep, it's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org, and thanks so much for having me, Charlie.
So Terry, we've been kind of playing around the election coming up here, and it seems as if Hispanics are moving Trump's way, Blacks are moving Trump's way, young people are moving Trump's way, but suburban white females and some of their husbands are actually less in favor of the conservative agenda than ever before. What's going on with this group?
Well, listen, we've done a ton of focus groups on this. We actually, just last year, we did 12 of them across the core four swing states, Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia, and North Carolina. Those are the states that we need to win. And we sat down with suburban women in all four of them. And Charlie, let me tell you, the suburban women are basically socialists and left-wingers on almost every single issue. I think a lot of it has to do with the primetime, daytime TV shows, all of that garbage. But there's one glimmering ounce of hope that we have, and that is in reasonable abortion restrictions. They don't like late-term abortion at all. But the other big opportunity is protecting kids from all of this transgender nonsense and protecting girls' sports. Based on what we found, we think we can hedge the losses among suburban women using these issues.
So when you say they're basically socialists, they don't know it, but is that on taxing, spending, size and scope of government? Any opening or vectors with suburban women when it comes to crime, when it comes to illegals or immigration?
Well, I think there could be an opening right now with illegal immigration, but the problem with suburban women is that when they hear crime, they think of mass shootings, they think of guns, and they want to take away our gun rights. But when it comes to taxes and government spending, they don't care about a balanced budget. They don't care if you tax rich people more. They actually want to tax rich people more and businesses more. But the glimmer, the ounces of freedom and opportunity that we have here are they hate the idea of kids getting sex changes. And one thing that kept coming up was, well, if they can wait until they're 18 to get a tattoo, they sure as heck better wait until they're 18 to get a sex change. But then they don't like late term abortions, right? When you start talking about after the baby can kick, essentially 15, 20, 30 weeks, ninth month, they're very uncomfortable with that and they don't like talking about it. And so if we focus on those areas, I don't think we can win suburban women. That's a tall drink of water, but we can cut our losses to a winnable amount of the overall electorate.
So let me play this piece of tape here. So you would say that this message, this resonates with a lot of suburban women. Suburban women are very, we want to love all people. They're not necessarily very worried about the decline of the country. This is the spokeswoman for many of the suburban women, that kind of brigade, which is, soft, touchy-feely, I'm going to raid your home if you don't use the correct pronoun, which is the Wicked Witch of the West, Governor Whitmer. Play cut 12.
On Trans Day of Visibility, my message is simple. I see you and I've got your back. There's nothing more American than living your life the way you want to live it. And that's what today's all about. It's about embracing who you are and being proud of it. We will continue fighting for visibility and equality because that's what we believe. And you should have the freedom to be who you are and be loved for it. No matter what, I got your back.
So all in on the transing of kids, chopping off their private parts. Terry Schilling, your reaction.
Yeah, no, they notice, Charlie, they only talk about the nice, fluffy things. Oh, we don't want to discriminate. We don't want to keep people from being themselves. Well, when you start showing these suburban moms what their kids are learning in school or talking to them about what's happening to kids with the transgender industrial complex, where they're chopping their body parts up for, $140,000. That's what it costs on average, male or female, to get a sex change procedure all the way through. When you start going into the nitty gritty and actually the negatives of those fluffy duffy things, the suburban women start to turn. And again, I just want to reiterate, it is a tall glass of water to win over suburban women, but we can cut our losses by using these other issues where the left is just most culturally incompetent. Parental rights and education is a really good one. Glenn Young can use that in Virginia to win over a lot of Democrat Biden voters here. And I think that's a key here too.
So, but what changed? A decade ago, suburban women used to be tilt Republican and now they're insanely left wing. What was the reason for that change? What was the catalyst?
Well, first of all, Charlie, outlets like yours and Bannon's War Room, those are so important for us to get our message out. But I think the biggest shift in America since then has been the full-fledged weaponization of the mainstream media, right? When I was growing up, when I was in high school, first election I voted in was 2004 with George W. Bush. It was a 60-40 breakdown. Now it's 90-10, right? And it's not just, oh, we're Democrats and we vote Democrat. It is Donald Trump is a literal white supremacist KKK in the closet, racist that wants to kill everyone. It's just nonstop propaganda from the mainstream media. And I think that is the biggest reason why suburban women have been so shifted to the left.
So let's talk about the abortion issue, the abortion topic. You're saying they are against late term abortion. Is that correct? And but they want moderate restrictions. So what does that mean then? What should Donald Trump run on in regards to this topic? Because the Democrats are going to try to play offense on it.
Well, the number one thing that Donald Trump has to do is he has to endorse something along the lines of a 15 to 20 week abortion ban with exceptions. And Charlie, where I stand on this. I'm probably the most pro-life guy you'll meet in a very long time.
You have like 14 kids or something now, right?
Yeah, we just had number 7. Tucker Charles. We named him after you and Tucker Carlson.
Oh, I love that. I'm very honored.
But listen, sorry. Yeah, we have to do a 20 to 15 week abortion ban with exceptions, right? And that allows Donald Trump and the rest of Republicans to go on offense to really talk about the humanity of the child. The abortion issue can really cut both ways. Women, you know, they're the ones that feel the baby kick. They know how far along in a pregnancy 15 and 20 weeks is, and they don't really have a lot of sympathy after that, right? Most of the suburban women will tell you, well, you should have got your abortion within the first couple months. But, you know, after that, it's really a baby. You and I know the truth that it's always a baby. But you have to talk about the humanity of the child and going towards the more late-term abortion restrictions. And it's not really a restriction. It's a limit, right? It's not, they call it a ban. It's a limit. We're limiting abortion to the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. And by the way, we're giving you exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. No reasonable person can be against that. And most suburban women like to pride themselves on being reasonable.
So in closing, if Trump just said, leave it to the states, how would that possibly work?
Well, what would happen is they would still accuse him of the most radical abortion restrictions at the state level, right? So they would go, they would point to Arkansas that has basically no abortions allowed in the state. And they'd say, well, this is because of Donald Trump overturning Roe. And so by leaving it to the states, you're not doing anything to protect the babies in California and Illinois and New York. What this is also, I mean, the main thrust of this, Charlie, is to solve the political crisis around abortion. We have to start winning again. We have to go on offense. And a 15-week national abortion limit would allow Donald Trump to punch Joe Biden or whoever the Democrats end up siding or going with in the teeth left and right and really, show the American people the humanity of the unborn child.
Talk about some of the plans you guys have to fix this problem, an American Principles Project. You have a lot of ads you're doing, a lot of polling that you're going to be releasing. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, Charlie, thank goodness for you guys focusing so much on the turnout and everything like that. APP, we focus on the persuasion. So all those people in the mushy middle, we spent almost seven figures in message testing and development. That's the focus groups, consumer research panels, and polling. And it's all around protecting our kids from this god-awful transgender industry that's just mutilating them and their brains and their bodies. And we're also empowering parents through parental rights. We're running campaign ads. We've got detransitioners in our campaign ads. Riley Gaines has cut several campaign ads for us, all just attacking Democrats for how radical and extreme they are when it comes to protecting our families and our children.
Great work. Terry, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
If we're serious about expanding the coalition, we have to understand that Democrats are going to go all in on these social issues. They're going to go all in. They're going to go all in on abortion access. I mean, I live here in Arizona. The amount of money Democrats have is amazing. They are nonstop running ads for Ruben Gallego. I've not seen a single Carrie Lake ad. We got to get that fixed. There's not a single Carrie Lake ad. It's Carrie Lake v. Gallego. There's no cinema anymore. And if you didn't know, by the way, this guy's an outright communist. He's a bad guy. He's an open border zealot, Ruben Gallego. He's running for the Senate here. And it's a very, very winnable Senate race. He says, I fought in one of the most dangerous parts of Iraq. Okay, I'm sure that's true. He says, I'm going to protect abortion access and I'm going to find middle of the road solutions. They propagandize the voters of Arizona. Mark Kelly did this. Sinema did this. And then they go and they caucus to the Democrats and they destroy the state. The playbook for the Democrats is super simple. Raise a bunch of money from the oligarchy, chase ballots around fringe issues, and then run nonstop propaganda-based advertisement to make it seem you're unmoderate when you really aren't. And they rinse and repeat that playbook in state after state after state after state. For years, I've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues, especially true if you're a Christian family. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I want to tell you about how Turning Point Academy is working with the Herzog Foundation, how you at home can also benefit from it. They have an online publication called The Lion and also Making the Leap. The Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents to make the best education decisions for your kids. Go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. So check it out right now, HerzogFoundation.com. Portions of The Charlie Kirk Show are brought to you in part by the Stanley M. Herzog Foundation. That is HerzogFoundation.com. Lots of stories still to cover here, and I want to read this one. Yahoo.com. I visit Yahoo's a pretty good aggregator. You know, I go to Citizen Free Press. I enjoy the aggregators. This right here, I got to tell you, I'm going to expand on what Terry's saying. I really believe that there's something primal about mass immigration. It doesn't take a lot of explanation. People know that it is wrong. In fact, there's a clip going viral of a rather heated exchange. I probably got more heated than I should have, but it was okay. With this young lady who was basically saying, you know, my father came here illegally and he's a great American. I said, he wasn't invited here? Like, cut it out. Why Trump's alarmist message on immigration may be resonating beyond his base. Mass immigration and cheap money. Mass immigration and cheap money create a prerequisite for populism. Mass immigration and cheap money create massive disruption. Trump has ramped up his anti-immigration rhetoric as he seeks the White House for a third time, casting migrants as dangerous criminals, poisoning the blood of America. Hitting the nation's deepest fault lines of race and national identity, his messaging often relies on falsehoods about immigration. What falsehood exactly? Not a single one of these individuals should be in the country. If you invade a country, you shouldn't be in the country. It's that simple. Immigration is a political winner for Republicans. And not the Karl Rove thing where we're going to do mass amnesty. Believe it or not, it is Hispanics that want a border wall. It is Hispanics that want strong immigration. A recent Pew Research poll found that 45% of Americans described the situation as a border crisis. 32% said it was a major problem. So let's get to this. This is 77% of the country that believes that there is a major problem on the southern border. And Joe Biden is doing nothing to fix it. Donald Trump needs to run right in on immigration, the trans issue, crime, and of course, economy. The immigration issue will win him Georgia and Arizona alone. Arizona in particular. If I was President Trump, I would be going down to the southern border in Arizona once a month now to the election. Different port of entry every single month. Crime is up in Scottsdale. Crime is up in Phoenix. President Trump needs to do a series of these town halls, these listening sessions, where he has Chloe Cole, Dr. Miriam Grossman, Abigail Schreier, all about the trans cult. Make them defend the trans issue. I believe the trans issue is the counter to abortion. They're going to run abortion access, abortion access, abortion access. They are opening the door for us. We need to say that 14-year-olds should not get puberty blockers. Hard stop. It is an indefensible position. Indefensible position. Nearly two-thirds of Americans now disapprove of how Biden is handling the border, including 4 in 10 Democrats. Here is the kicker. 55% of blacks disapprove of Biden's handling of the border and 73% of Hispanics. For years, we've been told by the moderate Chamber of Commerce Republicans, we've been told, avoid the immigration issue. It's a loser. This is the winning issue. And it's not going to get better for Joe Biden. 73% of Hispanic adults. 73%. According to Victor Davis Hanson, Obrador, who's the president of Mexico, is blackmailing the United States if it's going to cooperate with tougher immigration enforcement. Obrador says the U.S. must now send $20 billion in de facto bribery payments to Latin American nations. President Trump could end this thing in a minute. You become president, your first phone call, Obrador, 10% tariff is coming your way tomorrow morning or else you secure the border. Thanks so much. Adios, vaya con Dios. Boom, done. You tell Mexico what to do. You don't take orders from Mexico. They're not a partner in all this. You tell Mexico what to do. Asked what would happen if the U.S. were to refuse Mexico's blackmail threats, Obrador continued, said, the flow of migrants will continue. We are being held hostage by a second world country. We need a new president. You end this thing in an afternoon. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.